have this large rectilinear stone structure, which we think is the square base of a circular drum tower, very much like a Chepstow castle. The mortar on the bottom end looks 16th to 17th century, so it's possibly a repair. In the middle of the structure, there is a large wall built from subcircular cobbles and subangular cobbles, which is held together by a softer, sandier mortar, which we think might represent the medieval ground surface of the tower base. To the south of that is the beginnings of what we think is a large rock cut ditch. Fortunately, running across the very top of that is a live power cable, which is slightly inconveniently placed for us. Unfortunately, this is going to cause us some problems, but we are hoping to put a sondage against the wall so we can excavate the depth of that and have some idea of the depth of the ditch itself. If it's anything like the ditch around Cardiff Castle, it's going to be 2 to 3 metres deep. To the south of that, there's a large spread of demolition material, which is probably related to Grant Francis's excavations inside the castle, where he removed around 4,000 tonnes of rubble. There's a large quantity of conglomerate sandstone and limestone shale, all of which is again covered in a lime mortar, which we think is 16th and 17th century. We put two small sondages through this rubble deposit, which show that the rubble deposit is about half a metre deep, which is then on top of a dark brown agricultural soil, which ties nicely into our map evidence, which shows that the ground was covered in farmsteads on the 1840s Tythe map. Underneath that is a light brown deposit, which is either a natural silt or perhaps silting in the bottom of the ditch. At trench 2, there's a large quantity of bedrock at the surface, which shelves off quite steeply as it runs into trench 1 to the north of it, and this could possibly be the other end of a large rock cut ditch. If it is the other end of the ditch, that would make the ditch somewhere in the region of 20 to 25 metres wide, which means it would be a substantial feature and look very good for when Edward I came on his visit. Hopefully we're going to be back next year and we're going to put a large step trench into the bottom of it. If the trench does turn out to be 25 metres wide, it's going to be a fairly deep ditch, possibly anything up to 5 metres. We're not quite sure where the drawbridge was, but if it's a large ditch, then hopefully the drawbridge might be at the bottom of it and we can get a large quantity of wet wood out of it.